Great day, entrepreneurs, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today we're going to go to one of these sessions about the Microsoft Dynamics family again. And today's session is about the Microsoft Dynamics AX and specifically for retail. I am Perry Kamel and I have the pleasure to have Karim Hanafi with me in studio. Hi Karim, how are you?
Hi Perry, how are you?
I'm good. So we're going to go today through the Dynamics AX for retail scenario, right?
Exactly.
So maybe we go one step back and ask, what is AX again?
Okay. So AX is a global enterprise resource planning.
Yeah.
Okay. Which covers end-to-end all the business processes. And it's mainly focused for industry specialization. And this goes back to the maturity level of the SME. So the SME goes through three stages of maturity.
Sure.
So when you start your business, you are just trying to satisfy customers that you have and become profitable.
Of course.
When you move to the next stage where you want to interact with more customers, provide more accessibility to markets, and the third stage where I need to be the best in class in my specific industry. And here where AX comes and play role in managing and providing this kind of visibility around all the business operations, specifically for the retail industry. Having said that, so now the aspiration or the requirement of an SME becomes more mature, more evolved on the way that how he wants to interact with customer, how he wants to understand better the customer behavior, and how he can gain more reach and become more accessible to their customers.
Very good, Karim. Thank you very much. Before we go into a specific scenario, maybe I would like to ask you, so what does it mean for the retailer in general or any SME who works in the retail industry from, what is he going to benefit from an AX perspective in general before we go into the specific industry?
Okay, so in general, as a retailer, I can have different type of channels where I'm engaging with my customers.
Mm-hmm.
Those channels could be as complicated as having an online e-commerce platform where customers come to my website and shop online.
Yeah.
Or I have a physical store where customers come and visit my store.
Yeah.
Or even having the mobility where I provide a mobile app where my customers can come and shop using their preferred device.
Okay.
So we refer to this as what we call an omni-channel or in multiple channels, where I'm providing different channels where I'm trying to provide access to the customer to reach out to me.
Okay. And usually or typically it's better to have more channel, less channel?
Definitely it's more important to have more channels. And as you see, again, when I start first, most of the retailers, they start first with either one of the channels. So whether this channel is a purely online channel or is it a physical channel, which is like a physical store. Okay. What I'm trying to arrive at that today as a retailer, okay, I need to provide what we call the customer experience.
Okay.
Today, any person who's going for a shopping is more looking for the customer experience that I'm enjoying when I'm going and buying a particular product or buying a particular service.
Sure.
So as a retailer, I need to provide this kind of consistency mm-hmm. to my customers that whether they are coming to online or coming to my store or to my app, they have the same consistent kind of experience.
Sure.
And it's not only like this about the consistency, it's mm-hmm. about the journey itself. So as a customer, I can start looking for the products in your catalog, and I can come and complete the transaction in the store. So as an SME today, I need to be able to track this kind of information and allow an easy way of transitioning from one channel to another channel to my customer.
So Karim, maybe for the sake of taking an example that would simplify and would make the usage of AX more concrete for our SMEs, I would go and pick, in my own view, a bit of a difficult example. So we'll go to the fashion industry. So we have a shop that sells fashion goods. They have over 600 products, for example. They have a store online. they have a problem with they have been a problem always with managing the stock. They don't want to have a big stock so that they don't have to sell it afterwards after season at a loss. They don't want to have less stock so that they don't end up with the dissatisfied customers. I don't know. The first question would be, does AX cover that scenario? And can it help me as a fashion shop with that combination of the online store, the store, managing the stock, etc.?
Okay. So the answer to you straightforward is yes.
Okay.
And this is one of the core capabilities of the specialty retail within AX.
Okay.
So usually when we talk about fashion,
okay,
so fashion is one of the most I would say advanced or complicated kind of industry, because usually you end up with two seasons, okay, for your products.
Okay.
And it's not only about the seasons, it's about the different styles, it's the different colors, the different size
of course
that a retailer that needs to provide.
Of course.
So it's not only about managing one item, but the same item you have to manage
multiple
it in multiple
yeah.
forms.
Yeah.
So which makes the complexity even more.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. However, before we go to the visibility about the inventory and so on, it's very important for a retailer to understand the customer behavior.
Okay.
And to understand the customer behavior, I need to know you as a customer. What is your trend of buying? So
okay.
What kind of styles, what kind of products? Of course, what's your size and preference of colors?
Of course.
And I accumulate this kind of information under what we call a clienteling.
Okay.
And use this information as the base for me to decide what kinds of products that I need to carry in my product catalog.
Okay.
And those 600 products
are... So that provides you with a proactivity or a predictability.
Yeah, the proactive approach
yeah.
of knowing what will be the demand.
From my customers.
From my customers. And there are different criteria of looking at the demand. So demand can be triggered by how much you are willing to spend.
Okay.
When,
mm-hmm.
okay, and what is the channel that you use for this? So
okay.
you said you have an online channel, which is the e-commerce, or you have a physical store.
Yes.
So you can know as well how much you are going to allocate the stock for each of those channels.
So usually you track this by customer, and that allows you to track your overall clientele.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So now we come to the products. You said you have like 600 products, so
mm-hmm.
you can have what we call product catalogs.
Okay.
So a product catalogs, which is following what we call a hierarchy. And the hierarchy is, this is how you classify your products. So you can be selling dresses, you could be selling casual wear, you could be selling bags, you could be selling shoes. So
that's
you need to
the type of.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is what we call a retail hierarchy. And this you can have what we call unlimited ways of how you organize your hierarchy. And this allows the retailer to look at the products from different perspectives, whether it's brand-wise, whether it's a fashion retailer for men or for women or for kids and so on. So a lot of ways of how you can articulate and look at the data within your organization.
But you're adding a very interesting angle to the conversation, is that I feel that the SME who runs the business in fashion, for example, would learn a lot about his industry from the product itself, from AX itself, because as far as I understand, if we look at the product hierarchy, as you said, so it allows me to understand more about the industry itself. It's not only, so it's a preset that I would, if I don't know, I would go through the product and I will understand these things.
Exactly. So within the product, as we mentioned, so this is part of the verticalization or the industry specialization that we provide with AX for the SMEs. And it provides all the best practices embedded, and those best practices for customer engagement, for customer care, for internal processes of how you even structure your store. So we go to the way that how you go and do space management inside your store.
Okay.
Which products that you should display in the store. So
okay.
it gives you a lot of learnings of how as well you can better promote and display your products in the store. And definitely, of course, online.
So now I would like to share some resources with our SMEs I think Karim will go, is going to take us to some of these resources and explain how the SMEs can benefit from them.
Sure. So the first resource is the Dynamics AX overview, which gives you an overview about the capabilities of AX as an enterprise resource planning. The second resource, which is about the Dynamics AX retail, which gives you the overall overview about what retail functionality that we are providing for retailers and how they can benefit from the system.
Thank you, Karim.
Thank you.
So maybe one last point. So to sum up, is there any tip or any recommendation that you want to leave our SMEs with?
Sure. So we are talking about industry specialization, and when we are talking about retailers, the whole objective of every retailer is to provide a personal, connected, and seamless interaction environment for their customers. Okay, and this is how they will drive loyalty management to their brands and to their products and services that they are providing. So please go ahead and go and read the material and probably try the product and see how you can improve your interactions with your customers using Dynamics AX Retail.
Thank you, Karim. It was a pleasure having you here with me, and looking forward to more videos with you again.
Thank you, Perry, and thank you to all our SMEs.
Thank you, everyone, and have a lovely day.